Now, friends, this man, Amos, asked 7 questions that actually pertain to what we would call the natural world, the world of nature, and they illustrate the fact that for every effect there is a cause, and that the judgment of God that's coming is not accidental, or it's not a whim on his part, nor is he being peevish at all, but it is a result that has been caused by the sin of the people. Now, verse 7, he makes this statement. He says, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets." Now, the fact of the matter is that God will not move in judgment until he gives his message to the prophets. He'll let them know what he intends to do. And the prophets have been given the message, and they are to give it. Verse 8 says, "The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy?" Now, this has been the method of the Lord, that he has spoken always. He's given a warning concerning judgment that is coming. He has also told to those that are his own something concerning the future. And especially when judgment is coming, why, God has always given a warning to mankind. And it's not because people today do not have a word from God. The problem is they will not hear that word from God. And we find here that he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. Now today, those things are revealed in the Word of God. I feel that this book is as up to date as tomorrow morning's paper, because tomorrow morning's paper will be out of date by noon when the afternoon edition comes out. But the Word of God then will be good for the next day, and on and on. God's method has been this way. Now you will recall that during Noah's day, God had this man Noah preach for 120 years about a flood that was coming as a judgment from God. And the world did not heed that message. Now you remember, let Abraham know ahead of time of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And it's a good thing that he did that, because if he hadn't have done that, there'd have been a great deal of misunderstanding. And as a result, Abraham would have got a wrong viewpoint of Almighty God. It's been God's method to reveal things like that. He told his own yonder in the upper room. He says, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I've called you friends, for all things that I've heard of my Father I have made known unto you." That's John 15:15. In other words, the Lord Jesus himself says that the Spirit of God is going to tell you about things to come. And he gave forewarning to Joseph of the years of famine that were coming down in Egypt. That has been God's method. Elijah walked into the courts of Ahab and Jezebel and said, "You're in for a drought, because there'll not be rain or dew these years except by my word. And I'm not saying anything, I'm leaving." And he walked out of the court so that our Lord could tell his apostles yonder when he was gathered with them on the Mount of Olives in the Olivet Discourse. He told them about the coming destruction of Jerusalem, that it would be destroyed, not one stone would be left upon another. So it's been God's method to do that. And that's all that Amos is saying here. You see, they've been highly critical of him. He says, "I want you to know that the Lord reveals his secrets. He lets you know that judgment is coming." And you wouldn't feel bad. Well, you'd feel bad, but you'd appreciate it if your doctor would tell you what your physical condition really is. I have a very wonderful cancer specialist that I went to, and he told me I had cancer and what I should do. And I still go for x-rays, and then I'll wait for his report. And he'll tell me the truth, what it has to say. It's strange that people today want to do like the proverbial ostrich, stick our heads in the sand, and we don't want to hear the bad news of judgment that is coming. They say you're a pessimist, you're a killjoy, you're a gloomcaster. But may I say to you that God follows a certain principle, that for every effect there's a cause, and God never sends judgment unless there has been the sin of the people. Now, he makes it also very clear that the prophet is obligated to. In fact, he ought to be in fear. Be very frank with you. I feel sorry today for the liberal who's refusing to declare God's message. He makes it clear here, the lion hath roared, who will not fear? God has spoken. Now let's give his word out. Let's speak what God has to say. And let's get off of this social gospel. Well, it's sort of like being on dough. We're on a trip of sweetness and light, rose water and sunshine. Everything's going to work out nice today. Well, I've been told that all my life by politicians and preachers, that the pot of gold is at the end of the rainbow and we're going to arrive shortly. Well, I've been on this trip a long ways, most of this century, and we haven't arrived yet. It gets worse and worse, and they won't face up to what the real problem is.